Hello?
Yes, hi, this is Jerry calling from National Opinion Service. I'm conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm black.
Thank you. And I know it's been a long wait up, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I am definitely voting.
Thank you. And what is your age?
50.
Thank you. And please rate your level of motivation for voting this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024. And let's go from 0 to 10. Where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote, and 10 you are extremely motivated to vote. You can use any number.
Very motivated. Let's go 10. Yeah.
Thank you. Now, and would you say the coming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
I mean, I guess they're more important because they're happening now. Yeah.
Okay. And that is much more important or somewhat more important?
I mean, we already messed up a few years ago. Yeah, so, yeah, it's more important now. Yeah, much more important.
Thank you. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
I'm for all people. I guess liberal, Democrat, whatever. I'm registered as a Democrat. So.
Democrat.
Yeah.
Now, will you call yourself a strong Democrat or not very strong Democrat?
Well, I'm not very politically involved. So I'm just Democrat by in name. That's the way I vote.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Joe's the man.
Okay. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
The direction that the country is headed. We're in a struggle at the moment.
Okay.
I can't say I'm very satisfied with that. Mm-hmm. But what Joe has did over the past 4 years, I am very satisfied with that.
Okay. Now, in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
It's been about the same for a minute. I'm guessing, yeah, it's been about the same.
Thank you. Now, thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. Border security, improving K-12 public school education, protecting abortion rights, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, creating more jobs and raising wage, reducing crime, combating division and racism, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, and making college more affordable and forgiving students' debt.
Okay. That was a lot of choices. I can't remember. It was a couple you said in the beginning that I agreed with.
I can't really read it back to you.
Raising wages.
Okay.
And can you read it back again? Yeah.
Yes, of course. Border security, improving K-12 public school education, protecting abortion rights, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, reducing crime, fighting division and racism, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
Yeah, reducing crime and raising wages.
Okay.
I think that would have a net effect on all those other issues as well.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you don't feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization.
That's some serious resolution, ain't it? 0 to 100? Okay, let's do it. What do you
got? Thank you. The first one, Republicans in Congress.
The what?
Republicans in Congress.
They're,
The next one, Democrats in Congress.
Let's say 75. They've been doing better lately.
Thank you. Next one, Jill Stein.
What's it called?
Jill Stein.
Jill Stein, you told me one of the congressmen. I don't feel any particular way about it. Let's say 50.
So from 0 to 100?
50.
Thank you. Next one. Kamala Harris.
Kamala? Let's give her, about 70, 75, yeah. She's hard.
Next one. Joe Biden.
Joe's been doing good. Joe's been doing the best he could. I'll give Joe a solid 80, 85.
Thank you. And next one, David McCormick.
Don't know him.
Okay. Next one, Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
You talking about that was running for president just now?
Yes.
Oh. I don't feel any kind of way about it. Give him a 50.
Thank you. Next one. Bob Cassy Jr.
Don't know him.
Okay. Tim Scott.
Tim Scott is the black Republican, right?
Yes, I think so.
He's an idiot. 0.
Donald Trump.
Can we go negative? Can we put negative numbers in this?
The less one is 0. the lower one.
0, of course. It's a horrible person.
Now, I know it's still a long way up, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, independent Jill Stein, Democrat Joe Biden, and independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., for whom would you vote? If you are on the site, please say so.
Jill Stein was the hippie love lady, right? We all need love and stuff, right?
Honestly, I don't have the details.
you just reading off some questions. You said, really read the list over again about the independent, president?
Independent Jill Stein I have here.
Yeah, Jill Stein. Who else he say?
Jill Stein, I'm sorry. Democrat Joe Biden, independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump.
Or it was somebody else, you say. Cornel
and
West?
Cornel West, yes.
If things weren't so critical right now, I would vote for him, but Joe, he's got the reins right now. Let him finish his job, Joe.
Sorry, what will be your option?
Joe Biden.
Thank you. Now, if the general election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican David McCormick and Democrat Bob Casey Jr., for whom would you vote? If you are on the side, please say so.
Oh, Democrat, of course. I don't care who he is.
Now, have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
Concerning what?
About the administration, generally speaking.
Am I aware of their latest actions and stuff? I follow things loosely.
And have you recently read, seen, or heard a lot, some, only a little, or nothing at all about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
Oh, I guess I've been hearing enough. Yeah, a lot, actually, yeah.
Okay. And has what you read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards him?
More favorable.
And that will be much more favorable or somewhat more favorable?
Well, I'm favorable towards him anyway, so yeah, just more favorable. I ain't going to say much more.
Now, and what have you read, seen, and heard that makes you feel more favorable towards the Biden administration?
So what have I read in front of before that make, okay, and what, anything in particular?
Yes.
Well, it's lowering of the drug prices for diabetics. One. What was it in particularly going right now?
Okay.
He signed one of his latest executive orders. I believe it was a gun control or something of that nature. I'm not sure. I know I forget exactly what he was doing on his latest executive order. One of his latest executive orders that I lied to. I can't particularly remember.
Okay, that's okay.
Okay.
Now, have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
Come out getting convicted and stuff and acting crazy online all the time.
And have you read, seen, or heard a lot, some, a little, or nothing at all?
More than what I want to, you know, a lot.
Okay. And has what you read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him?
Never had any favor towards the clown anyway. But what I've heard definitely makes me less favorable towards him. I guess I'm in the silo or whatever. But I don't see how you can spin anything he does in a good way. He's an idiot. Anyway.
And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards Donald Trump?
He's just a liar. I mean, he just lies all the damn time. He talks about if he was president, he would just give Ukraine to Russia. Right? Or his threats against NATO. He's just, just bad for everything.
Okay. I'm just writing it down real quick here.
Gotcha.
Thank you for your opinion. Now, I'd like you to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? You may choose two. Donald Trump getting elected president again, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, rising crime and violence, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, the stagnant wages and rising costs, the lack of quality education opportunities, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community.
Cry.
Okay. Rising crime and violence.
It's just a symptom of all of those other things, though. But
of course.
That is the greatest threat, you know what I'm saying, to our community.
Ah.
They put some out of crime.
I understand. All right. Now, for each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump will be better dealing with that issue. The first one, bringing down the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
Oh, of course, Joe Biden. He already has done that.
And
Donald Trump actually threatens to take away health care from people.
And do you think Joe Biden will be much better at dealing with that issue, or just somewhat better?
Much better, of course.
Okay.
He's a responsible adult.
Next one. Securing our borders.
Securing our borders?
Yes.
I mean, Donald Trump, all that claim of building the wall, he didn't do nothing. So, yeah, that's what it was. The executive order that temporarily halts, if I'm saying, migration into the United States. That's the executive order. I was thinking of for
okay.
Joe Biden. So,
and it will be much better or somewhat better dealing with.
I mean, we have to deal with that in a responsible way. I would say much better.
Thank you. Next one.
Yeah.
Okay. Protecting Social Security and Medicare.
You think Donald Trump gives a fuck about that? No. So, Joe Biden, of course.
Joe Biden. Okay, I will be either much better or somewhat better.
Much better. It'll exist.
Thank you. Now, implementing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them.
You're talking about, that's not even on the president's.
Mm-hmm.
That's not even something that they could do in the first place. That's up to Congress.
Okay.
So,
but if you have to choose
between. I'm sure it would be more likely under Joe Biden than it would be under Donald Trump.
Okay. Thank you. The next one, growing the income and increasing economic opportunities for people like you.
Joe Biden has done really good so far. He's added, under his watch, added all kinds of jobs, no doubt. Yeah, Joe.
Okay. And the last one, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Do I think it'd be worse under what, Joe or Trump? Well, you think it's fine people on both sides, right? You've never seen this. I've never seen those guys poke their heads out their cave as much as they have since, he was president. So, of course, Donald Trump would be, much worse in that regard.
Okay, thank you. Now, generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less favorable towards him?
I hate that whole situation altogether. I'm just tired of all that. It's just to tell you the truth. People been trying to deal with that situation for the past 75 years, and it's just no administration does much better than the next. How we handle it. My latest reports I've heard about how he's dealing with it. Mm-hmm. I guess he's trying to deal with it as best he can, but it's a shame.
Okay.
What was the question?
Yes. Generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make you more or less favorable towards him?
I can't say that I'm all even invested into that because I'm just tired of that situation. It seems like this is like a never-ending quagmire. And
if you're undecided, that's okay. No worries.
Yeah, it is undecided. Yeah.
That's okay. Thank you. Now, as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this verdict?
Do I agree or disagree with it?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what he did. I mean, yeah, I guess I do. I mean, all of them came back. It was unanimous. They agreed on all of that. Yeah, so I can't say I'm much of an expert on the field, but, you know, he didn't go through hiding what he did for nothing, basically. He knew that that would interfere with, that would, influence how people would look at him. So that's the reason that he went through all of that mess in the first place. But yeah, I agree.
Okay, and are you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Oh, strongly agree.
Thank you. Now, since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charge, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this statement?
Just think about this, how horribly stereotypical and just that statement, man, we're just criminals and all we do, like, come on, we're not all criminals. Most of us are not criminals. Most of us work hard, you know what I mean, for the things that we have.
Of course, I understand.
And, you know, even for the people, I've had my running, you know what I mean, with the police in my youth, you know what I'm saying, but I'm a law-abiding citizen, you know what I mean? And I don't agree with, you know what I mean, taking nothing from nobody, you know what I mean?
Of course.
So, you know, if you found yourself in jail or in prison for a long time, don't expect me to come visit you because I don't want to go to prison for no reason, you know
what
I mean?
Of course.
So,
I understand.
Like, that is just it's appalling, to tell you the truth. But maybe criminals can relate to him because, you know what I mean? That's what he's saying. You know, like, yeah, maybe the criminals could relate to him, but I can't. I haven't spent a long time in prison jail. So, I can't. Relate.
Okay. Okay, so in your final words, do you agree or disagree with the statement?
I strongly disagree.
Thank you, just for the record. Thank you. Now, how often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media?
About the war?
World and politics from social media.
Social media.
Very often. Often, not often, or not at all.
I mean, is YouTube included in it?
I'm sorry?
Is YouTube included in what you call social media?
Yeah, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Yeah, okay. I mean, I generally get a lot of my news from, YouTube, so.
Okay.
I guess it does have a big influence, yeah.
Okay. Now, from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, or other? You can choose two options.
I really only use YouTube.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Twitch, yeah.
Okay. Now, switching gears a little bit. I'm sorry, mm-hmm. The last few questions are for a statistical purpose only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I went to college for a few years.
Thank you. Are you married or married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Thank you. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
No children.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I know I'm liberal. I can't say I know what the exact definitions of all those terms, but I'll say liberal. I'm for the freedom of all people.
Okay. And that will be very liberal or somewhat liberal?
I guess various. It means everybody. Yeah.
Okay. Now, how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once a month?
I shed my religious skin quite a few years ago.
Hardly ever or never?
No, never.
Okay.
I don't do religion. No.
Okay, thank you. Now, thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or none of your neighbors are white?
Oh. Man, I don't even. It's all kinds of people around here. So.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, it is. I half my neighbors or whatever. I don't know. I think I have 6 times.
I really couldn't tell you. But that's, I know, okay. there's a lot of everybody. I see Mexicans, I see white people, I see black people.
Oh, okay.
It's all kinds of people around me.
I understand. And how will you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Urban. Definitely urban. I stay near downtown Philadelphia.
Okay. And were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
My grandparents?
Yeah.
I don't even know half of them. So I really couldn't answer that. I couldn't say that for sure.
Okay. And were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Okay. Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Okay.
Red-blooded American. Hmm?
Thank you. Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
No.
Okay. This concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Hope you have a nice day. You too.
All right.
Bye-bye.